Welcome. You are about to take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bouffet on the Love by Intuition show. For the next hour, allow her to prepare you in becoming a magnet for a profound love-infused relationship by identifying and focusing on solutions through love. Awaken the light within and let your essence shine. And now, here's Deborah Bouffet on Love by Intuition, all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Welcome, everyone. Bonjour, mes amis. And yes, here I am, Deborah Bouffet, founder and owner of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. We're a Boston-based syndicated internet radio station with all the bells and whistles. You can listen wherever you are, whatever country you're in, whether you're in the car, whether you're on your phone, online, or asking Alexa to play Dream Vision 7 radio network. So we have all you need to listen and grow and get inspired and all of that. And I like to say, especially this new year, I like to say that we talk about all kinds of topics. My thing is always going within and healing, you know, the trauma that we're going to talk about tonight and all the things so that we can find the joy and peace for our own lives and our families. And then through this, you know, you'll hear things. I'd love for you to just ponder and think about it and implement some of these modalities, anything and everything that resonates and helps you heal. And I should mention, too, that for those that may not be familiar with us, we are the media partner for the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. So I have two excellent guests today, and they are Brian Ross and Kimberly Resch, and they are co-founders of a highly awarded media company called Conscious Content Collective. They're also experts in PTSD. We're going to be talking about grief, the COVID, and all the things that are going on. They're authors of The Light in the Darkness, which came through their film production, we'll hear about, and it's Uncovering the Grief and Trauma, Lift the Stigma, and it's a book that you can get just about anywhere. So without further ado, welcome to the show, Brian and Kimberly.
Thank you so much, Deborah. How are you today?
Well, I'm good. You know, sometimes you have to work a little, as you both know, you have to work a little harder to be in the light, to be in the higher frequencies, and a lot of the things can only take, you know, you can do some deep breathing and such and bring yourself right back up. So it is a crazy time, but I know you both are too. I am in gratitude to have the opportunity to have this life on Earth and experience all these things, because I believe that's how we grow our souls, and that's what we really aspire to when we're here on this Earth. So let's start, Brian, let's start with you. How did this consciouscontent.org, how did it all start? What inspired you, or what happened that made you say, you know what, let's do this?
Well, Deborah, how it actually happened is I was inspired by Kimberly. She came to me. We had been friends, and she was helping me with my business, and she had this idea for a documentary. She finally was coming to terms with some childhood trauma that she dealt with, and was continuing to try to work through. And she had some amazing ideas, and everyone that she was asking as far as experts and to be a part of the documentary, they seemed to be stepping forward and saying yes. And she'd come to me to ask if I wanted to help participate. I think if I remember right, Kim, didn't you ask if I'd be like a manager of some sort?
Yeah, like a business manager.
Business manager.
The grounded, because I was the ethereal, and I needed a grounded partner to make sure that everything got executed properly.
Yeah, that's right. And, life is, is unique. And if you've got your eyes open and your antenna up, and at the time I was a financial advisor, and I was teaching and trying to do my best at spreading awareness and trying to grow. And this came along, and I had no idea how I would participate in creating a documentary. But what I did say is I would love to help any way I can. And the next thing we knew, we were on set in various locations around the country, and I was listening to experts talk about what they'd been through and the types of tools that they've developed along the way. And I got to meet some of the survivors. And when we started to really see some of the pieces, the interviews come together in post-production, I was literally blown away by the power of what film can do to really spread awareness about a topic. So Kim and I were discussing it. We're best friends, and we trusted each other, and we started talking about the fact that there's so much content out there, but there wasn't really anything that was mindful, and we were toying with names of mindful media, and then I think either she or I said, there's a lot of content, but is there any real conscious content? And then all of a sudden the light went off, and we decided that was it. And we are now finishing up our fifth documentary, and we've completed our book, and our primary focus right now is on PTSD and healing and living well through trauma, and just really excited, like you, and feeling blessed to be living this life. It's a strange world, and it's difficult, but
yes,
but we found our purpose, and that has allowed us to really get through this. And not every day is easy, for sure, but we move on, and we feel very mindful and very appreciative of this life.
Good. And so what you're doing is highlighting different people's stories in film. And I saw that you're focused on the ecosystem and some other areas, but all from a conscious place. Am I right in thinking? Am I on the same wave of thought?
Yes, definitely. Each of our films is addressing a different enlightenment for humanity, whether it's even being in the workplace and understanding that self-care is mandatory. A lot of people don't know that the workplace is the number one killer of people in the United States. And so we made a very mindful film about that, where there were several corporations that had been really researching and had a profound impact on their employees' health by providing them with a healthful way to work. And so that was one of our films. It's called The Workplace Garden. And then we also have another film that just came out that's another international award winner, and that's called The Rescue Story. And The Rescue Story is about saving companion animals. And we even address in some of our sub-chapters inside of the film, because our film is broken into different chapters, depending on, one is for vets and animals and animal awareness, and then emotional support and what does that look like, and bringing a person's spirit back to them, basically, after they've had a traumatic event. We talk about the PTSD. We also talk about saving the animals and how important they are for allowing us to be the best version of ourselves, because they just simply love us the way that we are. And then we have Tethered, another film that is about how social media and how the interaction with our phone has affected our brains, and what that's even done to our spiritual self, like trying to bring yourself back to self-healing, and what does that look like, and how much did you abstain from it, is it possible, things like that. And then, of course, lastly, we have Light in the Darkness, and Light in the Darkness is living well after trauma, at least for several of us, and for the experts who also, some of them had their own experiences, and then their experiences led them to be an expert or a doctor, or a pastor or something in their life where they were shedding education, awareness, and light throughout the world. We believe in a holistic approach to being healthy. So we've also created something in our Wisdom Well, which is that basically our dictionary, if you want to know, it's a compilation of rays of light, where we, both Brian and I are very spiritual, not necessarily religious, but spiritual. And we've had very spiritual experiences, not only since we've been together in our lives now, but, you know, as we've been interacting and expanding our brand through the different films and the different conversations. And so Rays of Light was born with our co-writer, Corinne Casanova, where she's like, we have all these amazing things that we can offer to people. What are we going to call them throughout the book? And we went through a few names, but Rays of Light stuck. And they really are. And we have people reference them. We have a hashtag Rays of Light that is seemingly circulating around. And then I think lastly, a big thing for us on the cover of our book is hashtag Lift the Stigma. Our education awareness platform at Conscious Content is really about lifting the stigma on whatever issue there is. Our particular issue of focus right now is mental health and working through trauma in whatever ways that is. And both Brian and I have daily conversations. You know, I asked you, you know, how are you doing? And there was a pause. And that's because that's the world we live in right now. You literally have to pause and go, am I good?
Yeah.
yes. Well, it's true. And when you are conscious, you want to come from your truth, and you don't want to just say a canned, well, yes, I am excellent, you know, unless you are feeling that in the moment. But there's so many complexities to our you know, day. And so it's a very good point, Kimberly. The wisdom well and the ray of light at the end of the chapters, there's some substance there where you can go, you can actually go on the website and, take in some more information. So the way you crafted the book and how, you know, what brought you, I know that you have the video, the movie, so is that how the book came to life? And I understand we're going to talk about what has happened with you, with your son. Mm-hmm. But what was the catalyst to actually write the book?
So we actually address it in the first few, probably in the beginning of the book, where we introduced, you know, conceptually why we were even evolving into a book, because the film hadn't even made it to mainstream media yet. It was in a distribution. Mm-hmm. At the beginning of distribution, but we had done a film premiere of over 300 professionals, psychiatrists, psychologists, some politicians, heads of medical clinics and hospitals, people that worked at halfway houses to, you know, whatever that looked like for mental health. And they came, we interviewed 600, there was a major storm that night, but 300 still showed up to this film premiere. And during the premiere, people were really moved, every emotion, laughing, crying, like a few people were, even though we have a trigger warning at the beginning of the film, they were triggered. And we had therapists that were literally on staff that night that were helping people, which was really amazing because many of them were professional. And so for us, we had done a mental health talk after the film, right, Brian?
Yeah. We had some of our experts and a couple survivors up on stage, and we interacted with the audience. And really, what spurred the book was, you know, what we I think already knew is that with the documentary Light in the Darkness, it's an emotional piece, and it's meant to really to try to lift the stigma, to get people to start having a conversation about what they've been through and what mental health is and the possibility that there's life after it. And what we discovered from all those business professionals that really have, the reason we invited that many of those types of people is because we wanted to get their feedback on the film. Would this be a usable tool for their staff or for their clientele? Their clients, and what the resounding question was they loved the documentary, brought awareness and education, it was meant to be high level to begin that conversation, and the biggest question was, what's next? Is there more details that we could have to provide with our people? What's coming next?
And was there a workbook? Was there tools? Was there a compilation of anything? And Brian and I looked at each other and went, we just finished the film, really?
No, yeah, at least, right. I mean, we were fully engaged yeah, at that point, and we knew that that was coming.
Yeah.
What we didn't know was coming was life. And, you know, Kim and I never set out to be experts in any of our documentaries, and we actually hadn't planned on writing a book. We were going to do a workbook for the documentary because we knew that we could take deeper dives with our experts and we'd learn so much along the way, but we ourselves had never really looked at ourselves as experts. And
even though we'd been compiling all of this information,
yeah.
We were experts by research, basically.
Yeah, and we both had our own issues that we were working through that had created in PTSD, complex PTSD, and we were really searching for these tools and other people that were like us that had gotten through it. And we discovered there's so many people. And now, as you stated before, we're in a world now that's ever-changing. And we believe that most of the world is really dealing with a form of grief, whether they understand it or not. So our mission now is to really bring awareness to this and how it's affecting our brains, how it's affecting our hearts, and ultimately our souls. So that's the motivation behind the book.
Yeah. And with everything that's going on, I mean, you could put the politics in there and the stress of all kinds of the uncertainty. Not that we have certainty, and that's one of the things you learn is to live and embrace the uncertainty. But with, you know, collective consciousness, everybody's feeling something from, you know, the insurrection, all the last 4 years. And then with the pandemic, losing, you know, people crossing over and not being with your loved ones. So, I mean, in essence, it feels like, is everyone experiencing PTSD?
That's a really great question. So PTSD is a clinical diagnosis. Are people experiencing post-traumatic symptoms? I would say a majority of us are. So, and the reason why I say that is because what has happened this last year, Deborah, has rocked us all to the core, no matter what our belief systems were. The things that we thought were true in the world, we've been lied to. And so with that being said, for any of us that were even holding on to some of our belief systems, even those have been turned upside down. And with our belief systems are what seemingly, at least on this earth plane, make us who we are, not who our spirit is, but who our physical, that's who we identify as.
Who we believe we are.
Who we believe we are, who other people believe that we think that we are, you know? And so when all of those have been turned upside down and you don't really know where the truth is, Brian and I have talked to ourselves, to each other, and to everyone around us about, like, going within. Really going within and finding out who you are at a core level and trusting your own intuition. Because at the end of the day, when you're quiet and there's no one else's voice that are there, and most of the thoughts, as you probably know, are thoughts that other people have put in our heads. And when we get quiet, that's when we can really hear who we are and what our belief systems are and what we believe to be true about our mission here on Earth.
Yeah, I think we all innately we know. We know what's right. We know what's good for us. We know what's truth and what maybe isn't truth. But with so much separation, division that goes on a worldwide basis, whether it's from media or from different resources, you know, the families are being divided. You know, it's causing so much stress.
By outside factors. Most of those factors don't have a faithful truth component attached to it. So things are breaking down based off of falsehoods.
A lot of cases from people we've spoken to and experts that have talked with us is that people without a baseline of faith or in belief in something pure and larger than us, they're kind of flying blind and they don't understand what's happening. Kim's got something in front of her that we a lot of times talk about. It's called the ball of grief, and it's quite amazing to talk about. It's really this tangled ball of emotions
that people don't even know or they can't necessarily identify as grief. So
yeah.
I think that that's really important because our book talks about post-traumatic stress and it talks about lifting the stigma and it talks about basically, I mean, our subtitle is Uncovering Grief and Trauma. And so people are angry. And when they're angry, they don't realize that most of the time that they're angry is actually based out of grief. So Brian's going to go over several emotions that are actually attached to grief that most people may not know.
All right. Well, now hold that thought before you get into it, because we're coming up on a break. So I'd like to have everyone check out this book, Light in the Darkness, Uncovering Grief and Trauma. Also, check out their website, consciouscontent.org is the link. And the company is called Conscious Contact Collective. Content Collective. And when we come back, we'll open up the phones too. Bob is in the house and we'll answer your call and put you through. The number here is 833-220-1200. Again, 833-220-1200. When we come back, we'll hear about those points that you're going to speak of with grief. And I also had I've got all kinds of questions for you as well. There's so much to discuss. So everyone stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
The storm may bring the shower. Free me, free me. Let go of all the world.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing Spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. Eastern. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, and to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Come join us and step into this glorious vibration called love.
After narrowly surviving the attack on Sandy Hook Elementary, first grade teacher Caitlin Roy DeBellis was left searching for answers that would never come. Eventually, she chose to focus on questions that could be answered. How do I make sure this tragedy doesn't define us? How do we get our control back? Those two questions led her to found the 501c3 nonprofit organization, Classes for Classes. When gifts poured into their classroom, she decided they would help someone else by paying it forward and being kind. This developed into a social network which allows K-8 classrooms to connect so that every student in the United States can learn these crucial lessons. Classes for Classes' mission is to build students' social-emotional intelligence by connecting them to care. All C4C projects are crowdfunded. Any teacher in the U.S. can visit classesforclasses.org. That's classes, the number 4, classes.org. Sign up today.
Delight your kids with an enchanting journey by reading the Paper Doll Kids children's book by Deborah Beauvais and Janine Sullivan. There's even a catchy tune, Kids for Love Song, produced by Bob Sherwood and sung by kids just like yours. The story weaves around 7 paper dolls flying around the world doing good deeds as they bring important attention to our endangered animal friends. There's even a magical ring with a universal message. Kids become interested in service projects, action through compassion, and planting seeds that nurture positive change. The Paper Doll Kids and Kids for Love Song are a production of the Kids for Love Project. Get the book now on Amazon Kindle and the song on CD Baby or iTunes.
Motherhood is not easy. It's one of the hardest jobs in the world. Yet mothers receive so little support, even in spiritual communities where motherhood is often more valued.
What if you could always feel capable of handling the rigors and demands of being a mother in today's world?
What if you could let go of feeling like you're alone and don't have support?
What if you could let go of your fears that you're going to get it all wrong, make a mistake, or raise your child that repeats all the mistakes that you've experienced?
Experience the mothering movement and open your heart to mothering and being mothered in a way that allows acceptance, forgiveness, and vision for the future. Go to 1111mag.com and join the Mothering Movement course.
Looking for a fun and relaxing getaway? Omega Rest and Rejuvenation Retreats are a great way to unwind and renew your spirit. You can stretch your body, quiet your mind, and do as much or as little as you choose. Join us in May and we'll waive the daily fees. Located in Rhinebeck, in New York's beautiful Hudson Valley, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org or call 877-944-2002. That's 877-944-2002.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And we are back. We are with Brian Ross and Kimberly Resch, co-founders of Conscious Content Collective, Humanities Media Company. Brian is rooted in business and the philosophy of servant leadership and so many other pieces. Read the book. And then with Kimberly, she has she's actually an artist, but she also has a number of modalities for healing and has received messages as a young girl, and just that alone is a show. So before we get into the steps of grief, I wanted to just ask both of you, since back to the PTSD, when all the trauma that is going on collectively for the last year to four years, do you feel as though because of that confusion and people feeling as though they don't even know who they are type of thing, that they're attracted to these stories and, QAnon and the conspiracy? Do you find that people are more apt to follow that? Or is it that the root cause is something totally different from childhood and so that kind of is bubbling up?
Well,
that's a great question.
It's a great question, multi-part question. I think that for the most part, unless you were born outside of this country, and most people have not really gone through what we're going through.
And as a collective.
As a collective. Yeah. And everyone is raised a unique way, and yet we're getting our news and information from different resources. Some resources have a certain message, and another have, a different message, and it's dividing us rather than pulling us together. And I think all of us innately realize that that most people are good, and that we do much better when we trust one another and we work together. But with between the media telling us one thing or another, and all of the separation and this works and this doesn't work, I think everyone is just looking for some type of answers. They just want life to be so-called normal again. I just don't know if normal is normal for everyone. So,
and that actually brings
right, that's
up something.
A good point. And yet we all know we have the innate gauge within us that says we all know when something is right and something is wrong. We can feel it. And so it is fascinating. But you're right. I think a lot of people are feeling not only confused but empty, and they're looking for answers.
Yeah, that's true.
you know that they've actually coined phrases like post-election traumatic syndrome and some other things that have been going on post-pandemic, even though we're still in it. So people are really starting to feel it. Brian's going to talk about, are you familiar with dissociation?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Brian's going to talk a little bit about how it's applicable for us.
I'm just going to briefly talk about it. I'd love to just answer the questions as well because, you know, the questions are where we could go off on in lots of different directions depending on what your listeners want to find out about. But I just overall, I believe that I've been studying the brain through this whole process of writing the book and our films and trying to educate and bring awareness about that. And this dissociation, it seems to be happening with people not even being aware of it. And, you know, everyone has most likely heard about the fight or flight situation where we our brain feels threatened and puts us in a heightened state of survival. And our brain shifts into our amygdala. What I'm wanting to teach through various ways that we do through our website and funnels that we're creating is to bring awareness to that and allow people through techniques to bring themselves back out of that fight or flight back to a calm baseline to where you can think more clearly, where your emotions drop and the cortisol levels lower. But we can talk about that if that comes up in questions, but let's go ahead and let you guide us through your show.
I would love for you to address the grief piece because, you know, the pieces you were going to go forward with. Because a lot of people aren't aware or may not have the clarity.
Yeah, I think one of the things that I do a regular spot on a XM radio station. So we're always working through things. And what's coming up for Kim and I is just that awareness piece that not a lot of people are aware of what's actually happening to them, how their brains are being affected, how their hearts are being affected, and how it affects their relationships. So,
and their disconnection to their spiritual self.
Exactly. And that's as important as anything else. So this is what we call the ball of grief or a tangled ball of emotion. And this is put together just to bring awareness. So the key to understand is there's lots of different ways that we can suffer from grief, but here's just a few. One emotion would be denial. One would be abandonment, regret, guilt, rejection, bitterness, jealousy, helplessness, loneliness, which then can lead to depression or anxiety or even rage, often confusion, panic, sorrow, anguish, apathy, disappointment, a feeling of despair or emptiness, inadequacy, fear, and pain. And it could go on and on and on, and all of these are different emotions that people are moving through, and we feel, as well as a lot of experts that we've spoken to, is this leads to a collective grief that we're all experiencing together. We might feel divided on what president we want to be led by, or how we want to take care of our family and keep them healthy, but
can't trust the news anymore.
So one thing we've decided to do at Conscious Content is we have beliefs about certain things, and we're researchers by default because of what we do. But we chose to not take a side. We chose to stay as close to the center and neutral as we possibly can. Obviously, that becomes more and more difficult as we move forward. But we really didn't want to lose one part of society over the other when we realized that what we're all dealing with are humanity issues, not a conservative or a liberal issue as much as what are we dealing with as humans, as humanity. And that's where we try to stay. We can have conversations about certain things that relates to politics and things like that or business, because we both have backgrounds in it, but we choose to try to just work with what we all are dealing with, these humanitarian type issues.
Yep, and the center of the ball of grief sober is denial, and denial is in direct association with disassociation. And disassociation is the essence of trauma. And if you don't actually know that you're afraid or you're feeling afraid, or you don't know why you're acting a specific way, it's because you haven't, like, I taught emotional intelligence for a very long time, and the very first quadrant is self-awareness. And you could spend weeks and months talking about self-awareness. There's a lot of people that think that they're self-aware, but that's where it ends. They really aren't seeing themselves as others see them because they don't realize that they're reacting to something that's based off of something that's beyond their control.
This brings up something that we discovered early on with doing the film, Light in the Darkness. Most people, when they hear about PTSD, they think about our warriors that go overseas and fight for our freedoms, right? And they come home.
And that's certainly true.
And we've got several of those stories in our research, but that's certainly true. One of the things that we kept hearing over and over is that my wife doesn't understand how I feel, or he doesn't open up to me, or he has these mood swings that happen that he never had before, and he doesn't know how to deal with them. And that's that denial piece that a lot of them have. But now we realize that a lot of society has had these traumatic events, and it doesn't take a bomb going off in our presence for it to happen. It could be a series of small things or a long drawn out thing like the pandemic, like lockdowns, like losing your business or your job
or your freedom
or a family member. All of the with no clear direction of what the
future. Or no end in mind.
Yeah. So these are those things that can lead to, you had called it post-traumatic stress disorder, but it's not, you know, that's a clinical term, and I'm not sure that everyone falls into that, but it's definitely the stress part of it. There's certain categories to go towards the disorder, and our biggest goal is to help people move through it before it becomes
the disorder.
Yeah, so it's PTS, not PTSD.
Sure.
But I think that it's so important for people to take the time to ask themselves or their spouses or family members, how am I doing? I mean, am I acting different? How am I feeling? And really taking really looking at yourself or asking those questions to where you start to become aware of what's going on. And that's the first step to getting help.
And self-care is mandatory now. It's no longer optional.
Right. And I think that's what's happened with many people that are forced to stay home, work from home, is that they have this free time where they're thinking and things are bubbling up and they don't realize that they need to meditate and listen and see what's there for them. And a lot of people are in fear to see what's there for them. They would rather medicate themselves in some way because they're afraid of the pain, not realizing that the pain is there and this is, you know, this is the cause of the core of it all. I wanted to bring this back to Kimberly, to the hours going quickly, and please share about Taylor, and wanted to just have you share for the listeners being conscious and being connected to the universe and God, Creator, and having the modalities, having the knowledge, the expertise to know how to walk through day by day. Did that actually help you? So speak to that, please, and I'll probably need to interject, and we'll come back after the break. So, but start, please.
No problem. Well, Brian and I experienced an extraordinary, tragic experience with losing our son on March 26th of this last year. So the pandemic.
This year, which is crazy.
Of 2020. So it will be a year, March 26th, but the pandemic had just been like a thing, started to be a thing, and then We had 11 people in our, we had a pretty decent sized house, and we had 11 kids, well, 9 kids in our house, from even some from other countries that were stranded with us. And it was very busy, busy, busy. Pandemic struck. We're like, all right, get some food. Everybody hang out by the pool. And so that's kind of what happened. Well, during, I think it was like day 14 or whatever it was, Taylor was doing some Wim Hof exercises by the pool, and he ended up taking them into the pool, and he went unconscious under the pool, in the pool, 7 feet, and had a heart attack, basically, and his body shut down, and he ended up drowning in a pool, and we were gone to the store for 55 minutes. And although there were other kids that were around, because he was 15, and there were other kids that were around from 15 to age 22, you know, everybody was kind of around. He was the most athletic of all of them, and it wouldn't have made any sense that that had happened to him. So we didn't expect it. And although I'm talking about it pretty clinically right now, it's been the most extraordinary experience I've ever gone through, because I've never lost a child before. And what else is relatively painfully ironic is that in January we started writing the book, and in March he passed away. And then in April I ended up, I have a history as a shaman. I worked in the British West Indies. I worked in Bermuda, and I worked in the Cayman Islands, and I've worked in Bali. And so I have a fairly comfortable relationship with the spiritual world. And I didn't, it's amazing how much you forget that you think that you know when you go through
right,
a trauma.
Right, when you're in it. Hold that thought now, Kimberly, if you don't mind. And we'll go out for a break, and I know everyone's going to stay with us to hear more. We'll be back.
The storm may bring the shower. Free me, let go of all the world.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bovee on the Love by Intuition show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. Eastern. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, and to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Come join us and step into this glorious vibration called love.
Are you searching for a way to help create global change? Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's vision is to have an eclectic group of radio hosts dedicated to educating, enlightening, and helping humankind with positive messages and tools that enhance lives using different modalities and programs. If you would like to join our team and help illuminate the universe, call Deborah at 508-226-1723 or Deborah at dreamvision7radio.com.
Delight your kids with an enchanting journey by reading the Paper Doll Kids children's book by Deborah Bovee and Janine Sullivan. There's even a catchy tune, Kids for Love Song, produced by Bob Sherwood and sung by kids just like yours. The story weaves around 7 paper dolls flying around the world doing good deeds as they bring important attention to our endangered animal friends. There's even a magical ring with a universal message. Kids become interested in service projects, action through compassion, and planting seeds that nurture positive change. The Paper Doll Kids and Kids for Love Song are a production of the Kids for Love Project. Get the book now on Amazon Kindle and the song on CD Baby or iTunes.
Why are we here? How can we be happy? Questions asked from millennials to boomers. Crappy to Happy, Sacred Stories of Transformational Joy answers them using true stories of grit, grace, and love. James Redfield, author of The Celestine Prophecy, wrote in the foreword, "This book is a seminar about emerging truths and offers grounded solutions through the art of the comeback." Dr. Bernie Siegel, a contributing author, wrote, "Bodies die, but spirits and consciousness survive and recycle." So, grab some tissues, open your book, and prepare to cry and laugh till it heals. Crappy to Happy by Reverend Ariel Patricia and Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis. Available from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and booksellers worldwide.
It's a child's job to play, to learn, and to have fun. It's an adult's job to keep them safe. Did you know that 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will be sexually abused before the age of 18? Every day, families enter the Children's Advocacy Center because a child's courage to tell someone what happened to them. Keeping our children safe starts with a conversation. This is Michelle Aranger, Executive Director of the Children's Advocacy Center. Learn more on how to keep your child safe. Visit cacofbc.org. This message made possible by the Fall River Rotary Club.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And we are back. And Kimberly, if you can continue, please.
Yes, no problem. So I just explained that Taylor had drowned in our pool, which was a devastating experience, March 26th of 2020. And as a shaman in my very recent past, and I did it for like 12 years actively, professionally, across, all over the world, I had lots of tools and understood, you know, passing through the veil and what does it look like when your energy and having a physical body versus your energetic life force and passing people through to their correct astral plane. I'd done all of those things many hundreds, maybe thousands of times all over the world, and it was fairly consistent. And by design, if someone gets stuck, like if, let me just give you an example. If somebody's in a car accident, or for Taylor, he drowned. His energy left his physical body, and it was suspended. And I write about it on page, 95 through 99 in our book. And it's a really unbelievable experience I went through, and it was devastating but incredible at the same time, where he was suspended. He was stuck. In fact, within minutes after we had discovered him, we were in front of the house. Taylor was obviously laying on the line by the pool and no longer had any life force in him. And
okay, so...
no.
go ahead.
But Brian had heard his voice, and that happens a lot when people pass and you don't think about it, You're just like, I think I heard his voice. And for me, I had an experience with him 3 weeks later in my closet, putting away my clothes. And so it was incredible what happened. And like I said, I go in depth in the book, but for the tools that you were talking about, like what can people use? That's when I went into a meditation process, or Brian's gone into a meditation process. A lot of the tools that we use have come up and are in our book. But at the time of an existing trauma that you're in, it's very difficult to reach for those tools because you're in a traumatic experience and you're in a fight or flight. And right. So no matter how gifted or talented or educated or whatever, it doesn't matter what you're
going through.
It doesn't matter. Whatever you're going through, trauma is trauma, and your brain has not figured out where those tools are yet. So those first 72 hours or 96 hours for both Brian and I were terrifying and terrible, and you can't really reason with trauma. And so for us, it was really important to provide the rays of light. And I mean, we have 16 or 18 rays of light throughout the book and countless additional tools in the wisdom well. So we were, once we've gotten our, go ahead.
I think the key here is that a lot of people out there are going to go through traumas. Kim and I have spoken to a lot of people, and we now realize we're part of what they call the club that no one wants to be a part of, and that's a club we never wanted to be a part of. But you go through these traumas, and people will. And like Kim was saying, when you're in it, even though you're writing a book about trauma, how do you live well, you can't seem to access those beautiful tools that you've been writing about or that you've learned about. What I think is really key to understand from our perspective is that the only way we've been able to manage to get through the loss of Taylor, who is the brightest light in our life, is to find purpose. If you can't find purpose in it, you can spiral in a dark place. And we've talked to several people that have lost their a child, and in a lot of cases, if you can't find your purpose, it can go on for decades.
It'll take
this sorrow.
Right.
And
well, it
a lot
does
of time,
go on for decades until you realize until it comes to a place where you have to address it. And you believe in trapped emotions, correct? I think, you know, when Kim was speaking, it feels like the cord was still connected, and that's what needed to be released. And then for us, the person that is here, even though, as you both very well know, and so many others do as well, they're in the glory, they're in the light, and they're doing whatever it is, and the veil is thinner and thinner as we become more awakened, but we still don't have them in the physical, so it's a challenge. And I think one of the things that I have found, and that all listeners should know, is just the simple phrases, I don't have to suffer anymore. I don't have to suffer anymore. And our loved ones don't want us to suffer, but those trapped emotions and the bitterness and the anger and the everything that comes with all of the grief, you know, all of that needs to really come to a time where you're just at peace with it, and you have to live. And it takes time. And it takes decades. It does. My heart goes out to you because it just happened. But the joy of knowing Taylor for his 15 or 16 years, that's what you'll be in gratitude for, is to be able to have those 16 years. So I'm sorry, I just went off on a thing, but I really think that people don't realize these trapped emotions, not only for the grief, but for whatever else people have stuffed within themselves. And that really needs to be felt and released and really worked on. Do you agree with that, both of you?
Absolutely. We had talked about disassociation before then, and that's actually you denying that any of these parts of you exist. And so taking a deeper dive into who you are, how you feel, the things you've experienced, acknowledging them and then releasing them is really the key to just living well after trauma.
Yeah. Right. And finding the joy in the simple things of the day. And being kind to yourself when you have a day where you're you're not able to function, or you're hard on yourself, or whatever that may be.
That's true.
Yeah. That is very wise words.
Practicing self-compassion has been important in my life for sure, and letting go of things that I don't need anymore or feeling.
Debbie, you had said something that I thought was really profound. It brought up a thought of the conversation we've had, and you said that, you know, I don't have to suffer anymore, and I wrote that down. I think that although we've had some days that were just impossible to get through, but we got through them, and each day gets a little brighter. And because of the work we do, that really, that purpose-filled work, it helps for that. But one of the things that we've talked to other people about and we've talked amongst ourselves about is it's okay to be okay at some point, too, just like it's okay to not be okay. And I think a lot of people that have lost someone or gone through a trauma like that, they feel strange about actually smiling again, about laughing or moving past it, because they almost feel judged that you should feel sad the rest of your life because this has happened. And in some cases, you feel that way for sure. But I can tell you, in our experience, Taylor would never have wanted that for us. So on those dark days, we have to try to remind ourselves that it's okay. And it's okay for us to sometimes, during an interview, to laugh and kid about these things and just move past it. It's okay to heal. And I think that's something that a lot of people need to be just aware of, that it's okay. We're all going to heal at a different rate in a different way, but it's okay if you get better.
Right. Thank you for bringing that up, because it is okay. And I think that's many times a person doesn't come to that place of it's okay to live your life, to enjoy life, to find the joy, to be everything you are. And as you both have found out, it is fascinating when someone so dear to you transitions, because there's so many opportunities of creativity and all these things unfold, and you wonder, oh my gosh, if the person was still here, would I be doing this? And mm-hmm. really, you can see from a higher perspective what evolves from that.
Yeah,
me too. So,
that's awesome. Yeah. That's a great point.
One of the people we featured in our book, Sandy Walden, she's actually a grief coach and an author, and she's been really, really helpful to our followers. And this is something that she talks about in her grief chapter. This is a quote from her. She said, "Grief changes us. That's true. Just as every wave changes the sea, we evolve, heal, and transform. Life can be beautiful once again."
Yeah, it's a good reminder.
Yes, I loved that when I read that. Yes. Well, I'll have to have you both back another time, because we've come to the end of the show. Everyone, get the book, Light in the Darkness, Uncovering Grief and Trauma. We haven't even touched upon, the mental illness stigma. And go to their site, consciouscontent.org. And the company is Conscious Content Collective, with Brian Ross and Kimberly Resch. So thank you both so much for coming on the show, and we will have you back, and blessings to you on your journey and serving others.
Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Deborah.
So much. We look forward to coming back on. We've got plenty to share, lots to learn together.
Lots to learn, absolutely. Absolutely. And for everyone, share the show and listen to it again, because we all know, just like a book, you pick something else up, even if you're reading it or listening to the show 3 months later, you're picking something else up. And think about sitting quietly and just be, and allow the silence to bring in some wisdom, and there's always a nugget there for you. So until the next time we come together, au revoir.
Are you seeking a clearer path to love? Then tune in to the Love by Intuition show next week, all designed to your highest good. To contact Deborah Bouffet, owner of Empowered Connections, call her at 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or link on to lovebyintuition.com. Remember, we are all one, and we are all part of the miracle of love.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.